All right, so I welcome you all to our third session in the Energy Language course. And before we continue with some new initiations, I want to give you the opportunity to either share some of your experiences or if you have questions. And if
I have one. Can you hear me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. When I experienced going through the layers, one time in the emotional body, it feels like me was a man. Oh. Is it possible? or what does it mean? Or, yeah.
It's everything possible. And I mean, this is kind of, I would say, that was something which your system translated. You picked up on a certain quality, and the translation of your brain, your intellect was, that's a male energy. Mm-hmm. And I just would go with it and see, does it happen often? Is it in certain qualities? And just go with it, be curious and don't judge it and don't go too early in assumptions or in making a lot out of it. So the more you are just open to perceive, curious and say, feels like that. And just go with it over the time and see. Yeah. Thank you for sharing.
I also have a question. I would like to know, once you put a certain form over something, how do you remove it?
Just with your intention, you just say, now I take you away.
Okay.
And kind of make an internal movement. What is for you taking away? Some could kind of make just like a movement with the hand, either physically or just inwards, or you make something like that. Now it's gone. Whatever okay. works for you that your system knows, now it's done. Good question. Okay. Thanks. Yeah.
Well, I'll share. Am I on? So yeah. When I been waking up lately, like at 3 a.m. and can't get back to sleep. So I use the sphere. I use the sphere. I call the sphere in, and I just work with that sphere to bring me just like, you know, calm, peace. And then I find it very soothing, the sphere. Mm-hmm. And I'll choose a color, like I was choosing my heart. A couple times it felt like it needed to go to my heart. And I mm-hmm. found it very... very helpful.
Great. And what is also a lovely application for the sphere? I mean, it's really very different how a system responds to a certain quality. So in your case, Cindy, like you shared it, it gave you calm. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, the sphere is really also a quality of movement. And of course, as we said, also acceptance, it doesn't judge, every side is equal, but it holds also movement. And for example, when we combine it with the color red, and red is really vitality, it's fire, it's action. And it would be helpful, for example, if you have difficulty to get up in the morning out of your bed, you feel lazy and maybe there is an appointment, and then just use the energy of a red sphere can really bring you into motion. Mm. Yeah. And try it the next time when you have such a situation. Thanks for sharing.
I think that's why it was working, the acceptance part, because I keep telling myself to surrender, because sometimes this whole COVID thing can get me going, I don't like all this, you know, control. And so I'll think about it. And so that's what I do tell myself, just to surrender and allow. So that might be why. So when you're, so now you're so familiar with the colors and the, and what's behind them, the application that's behind them. So I guess in the end, at the end of the course, you said you, you send us something that, that we can print off and then we'll have reference to. So would things like that be in there? Like you just said, use red to, yeah, give yourself energy in the morning with the sphere. Yep. So those will be little like tips if we don't remember. Like right now, that's where I would like to write a note, what you just said, yeah. So I can go back to it.
Yeah. So yes, you will get a PDF document, basically, which has all the shapes in it, which has the qualities of it in it, which I also already share on the website. But there you have it as a PDF document where you also can print it and where you have all together, where you don't need to shift between these weeks. Also with the colors. And there are even kind of like, how to say, like a draft in it. If you would like to build certain shapes, we come also to some shapes and those you could kind of, yeah, build a tiny model of them if you like. This is also included in the material. But as I said in the beginning, I really try to not give you too much heady information, but really invite you to make your own explorations with it and see how your system responds and receives the qualities. But you will also get something like that at the end. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I've got another question. Mm-hmm. Sorry, now I've lost my thread. I'll come back to it. Sorry.
Never mind.
No, I know again. Now I got it. You said last time one of the ladies asked you also about redoing the initiation of the particular qualities that you've initiated us into. And that you mentioned last time that there is not really a need for a second time around. Could you perhaps please speak about that a little bit?
Yeah, so with the initiation, it's really happening in real time. It's kind of an imprint into your different levels, and a lot, the most part, I would even say maybe 95% is happening in the subconscious or unconscious part. And there is also no need to remember it intellectually, rationally. It's really, it's in your system. But if you like to bring it kind of more into your experience and really just have this feeling of bathing in this quality again from the initiation, you can do it, but it's not necessary. It's just your preference, as if you would do a certain meditation or go for a walk or have a certain meal because you want to spend time in this space. Yeah.
Okay, and thank you.
And also, if your mind says, "Ah, oh, I was almost asleep. I don't remember her words. I even lost in which shape we are." And maybe your mind would tell, "Ah, oh, now you lost it. It's gone. You don't know. You don't have it." No, you are initiated in real time. It's happening here, and it's one time is enough. Just trust it. Okay. Ah, Irina comes a second time. Okay, any question left or sharing? Otherwise, I would move on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
just leave for 1 minute and get me some water to drink.
Of course.
Yes. I just... Yeah,
then someone, please.
Yeah. Thank you.
I also have mine here. And that's also good that we had this little interruption, because Heidi, I would also, when Susanne is back, invite you, as all others did, so for all of the other participants, you are a new face in our setup here. And everybody shared where he, she lives and what the motivation is to join this energy language basic course. And just take a moment to tune in. And when Susanne is back, you can share this in just briefly, a few words, a few sentences. Doesn't need to be a long story. Okay.
So I come from Southwest Germany.
Can you higher your volume a little bit or come closer?
I don't know how to do this.
It's a little bit better.
Yeah.
And speak okay. up, just speak up.
Yeah, I speak up. So I come from the southwest of Germany, from the Saarland, and I know Furia now since more than 2 years. We met in a Barbara Max Hubbard small group, I'm so happy being with her in this group, and there are so many wonderful sharings, and often I have the impression our group is held by Puria. So and for myself, why I'm here, it's because I think there's a new step to go in my life, and as I'm working since years spiritually, I have the impression this is a wonderful support and combination to what I'm doing in my spiritual work, and therefore I'm here. Mm. Thank you.
Thank you, Heidi. Mm. Okay, so just make yourself comfortable. And as always, we start with the subtle body meditation. And be aware of your physical body. Be aware where you are sitting. Feel the chair or the ground, the sofa, wherever you are. Also feel your feet touching the ground or a pillow. A carpet. Also notice for a moment the temperature around you, just the physical space around you. And also for a moment, bring your awareness also into your head and allow the inside of your head to relax. Relax your brain. The space behind your eyes, your forehead, your nose, your mouth, your ears, and basically the whole skull. The area in your throat. Your chest area. Your shoulders, your arms, your hands, your belly, your whole backside. Your pelvic area. And basically the whole torso inside. And also the bone structure holding all of that. And allow everything to relax, which is not needed, so that you can sit here and that your organs and your metabolism is doing its job. And also relax your legs and your feet. And for a moment, be aware of your entire physical system. And just observe, are there areas where it's easy to move through or where it feels more tense or maybe even numb or painful? Or where you have to sense, I don't sense this part at all. Just be open and explore. And wherever you come across a part which feels tense or under pressure or not in ease, you can speak out a friendly invitation. If you like, you can open and soften even more. But without forcing it, without pressure. It's just a friendly invitation. Allow your breath moving freely through this physical part of who you are. And with your next breath, expand a little bit further in the realm of your etheric body, which is just a thin layer around your physical skin. And after that, with your next breath, expand even further into the area of your emotional body. And be curious and sensitive. How does this realm feel like? Do you perceive a difference to the physical realm? Do you notice that you are in another quality, in another dimension of who you are? And also in the emotional body, you can speak out this friendly invitation to soften, to open, to relax. Take care that you expand in all directions, also to your backside, your front side, left and right, and above and beneath your physical body. And with playful curiosity, just move in this realm of yours and observe, are there any denser parts? Or where it doesn't feel as comfortable as in others. Or maybe some images pop up when your awareness is in a certain part. Or sensations, physical sensations or feelings pop up. Or maybe nothing at all. So all is perfect. And if you come across parts which feel more dense or heavy or uncomfortable, again, you can speak out this invitation to relax and soften. You can even use your breath to move through a denser part and loosen it so that your emotional body is permeable and your breath can move freely in and out. Like a wind is able to move through the branches of a tree and move the leaves. And with your next breath, you can expand even further into the realm of the mental body. And I want to remind you that the mental body is not only in your head, in your brain, it's all over your system. It's another dimension of who you are. And curiously, see, sense, feel, notice, how does this realm register? How do you perceive it? And also here, if you come across more tense or dense parts, speak out this friendly invitation to relax, to be open and soft in the mental realm. so that your breath can also move freely in and out in all directions through this part of you. And with your next breath, expand your awareness even further, becoming more and more subtle into the dimension of the spiritual realm. Into eternity, boundlessness, where we can't find a beginning or an end. Just be aware, how do you perceive when your awareness is in the spiritual realm? And often when we enter this part, especially the mental body can relax even more, because it notices, there is a part which is bigger than me, which carries more wisdom than I do, which is deeply connected with everything. And I, as the mental body, I'm not responsible for everything. I don't need to control everything. I don't need to know everything. There's just something bigger here which holds everything. And with your next breath, please come back with your awareness to the mental body and have this intention to connect with the indigo frequency. It's the frequency in which the teachings are transmitted, and it's very present in our space right now. You don't need to know anything about it or understand it. Just relax into it. And for a moment, imagine our group sitting in a circle in a sacred place. And however a sacred place looks like for you, it might be somewhere in nature, it might be in the heavens, it might be in a building. But for sure, it's a very sacred, protected, divine, pure space in which we gather. And in the middle of our circle, I put now the next shape. Just be open to receive the quality of this shape. It is the shape of a pyramid. A pyramid with a square foundation and with four equal triangle faces. And see, sense, and feel how the pyramid is now filled with the frequency of the color red. And move with your mental body inside of this shape and expand your mental body into this shape. The square ground and this tiny tip on the top and the four triangle faces on each side. Allow your mental body to fully become this shape in the frequency of the color red. And with your next breath, let go of the frequency of the color red and see, sense, perceive how the pyramid is filled with the quality orange. Allow your system to freely vibrate in this special quality of an orange pyramid. With your next breath, let go of the frequency orange. And observe how the pyramid is filled with the vibration of the color yellow. Freely and openly surrender into this unique quality of a yellow pyramid. And with your next breath, let go of the vibration of the color yellow and observe how the pyramid is filled with the vibration of the color green. A green pyramid. And allow your system to freely be in this vibration. The vibration of balance and healing. Allow that this quality can fill your whole system. And with your next breath, let go of the vibration green and see, sense, or feel how the vibration of the color blue is filling the pyramid. Be curious how this quality feels in your system. And with your next breath, let go of the vibration of the color blue and observe how the pyramid is filled with the vibration purple. Allow this unique combination of balance and wisdom vibrate in your system. Allow your mental body to fully expand into this shape. And with your next breath, let go of the vibration purple and observe how the frequency of the color white is entering the pyramid. And allow your system to freely vibrate in its unique quality. A wide pyramid. Notice its unique flavor. Just be open for it. To receive it fully. And with your next breath, let go of the vibration of the color white. And after that, let also go of the shape of the pyramid. Allow your mental body to move freely without this shape. And with your next breaths, I invite you to come back also with your awareness into your physical body. And you can move your body, your hands, your fingers, your feet. If you wish, you can stretch yourself or even get up. And if you wish, you can also have a drink. And just take a moment to integrate this initiation. I'm back in a few seconds. I just put a piece of wood in my oven. Some which meet me in different Zoom rooms, they know that from time to time I need to get up for a moment.
Hi, Suzanne. I now remember where I know you from. We did that call with Puri and Olay about the small group.
Yes, yes, exactly.
It's just killing me.
Heidi, I also know.
You what?
Yeah. We have a common friend, and we had a talk about Barbara Max Hubbard and
yes, and we met last summer even.
Yeah.
Great. This is how we meet. And is there anything you want to share, what you experienced now in this initiation, where you feel or where you have questions? And just feel free to unmute yourself and share.
I found it interesting when we moved from our mental body. Well, as soon as we moved to the mental body, I went, oh geez, wow, busy in there, busy, 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 woo. And I felt that. And then when you said move into your spiritual body, it was just such a beautiful sensation. I actually felt like giddy. I felt giddy, like it felt giddy. That was like a really neat.
What is giddy? I need translation.
The way I'm feeling right now, like happy, joyful, bubbly.
Yeah.
It was like my little, my spirit was like giggling, giddy.
Ah, and cool. Yeah, I get bubbly. It.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lovely. And how was it for others?
Yeah, I love the pyramid. I just love them. So it seems to be like coming home for me, as I also.
She's frozen. Let's see. Yeah, the pyramid is really a lovely quality. You were just frozen, Susanna. Maybe.
Okay. Now I'm back again.
Yes. Yes. Just say the last sentence again.
Yeah, we did a healing meditation once a month in Cologne, many years, every month, and that was also with the pyramid, and then the healing light for introduced was coming in several colors. Mm-hmm. There was several rays.
Mm-hmm.
I was astonished. Maybe I have directly a question concerning the pyramid, if it's okay, or later.
No, ask. Yeah, ask.
Yeah. A friend of mine, she did also a course in healing, a whole healing, energy healing system. Of someone who is called Strücker, and she told me that in this Strücker, not so nice in the aura because it's correlated to power. So she.
The connection is not so good.
Do you hear me now?
Yeah, it's just interrupting every now and then.
Yeah, maybe I have to quit the camera for sometimes when I feel it's too bad. If it's okay,
We can try
I will put the camera on as mm-hmm. soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that was something that came into my mind, that in this system the it's not so positive, but for me it's just it's neutral in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So I still love the pyramid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, in my perspective, every quality is neutral. It really depends how we use it and how we apply it. And in this teaching, the pyramid stands for balance. And if you look at it on the base, it has the shape like the cube. So it's very solid in the base. And on the top, you could say the tip could be a tiny, tiny, tiny sphere. So on one side, it is the cube stability. On the other side, it has this acceptance and this full movement. So it's really like one extreme, and on the other side, the other extreme. And then it's combined with four equal sides, which balances these two qualities. And also the pyramids in ancient times, they were used in a certain area of the pyramid. There is a space where is kind of a conservation things stay like that. So they even found in old pyramid seeds, which were thousands of years old. And if you would put them into the ground, they would still grow. So the pyramid is really a very interesting shape. And many say that they really love meditating in it. And especially the green pyramid is lovely, because green is an energy also for healing. Or white, which is associated with the seventh chakra, the divine, the pure oneness. And if you want to meditate in that quality, is also lovely. And as always, I would really invite you to try it, to use it, to meditate in it, to maybe put one over your bed and sleep in it, and just see how you resonate with it. Yeah. Thank you, Susanne.
Puria, hi.
Just want to make sure if you're finished, Susanne. Yeah. All right, Irina.
Yes, just to your comment now, you said you can meditate in it. You mean visualize that we are in the pyramid, or and put a small shape somewhere close to our bed? That's
so
how you mean it?
Or? What I love to do is really that I kind of put, like I would sit in a tent. Or you could even expand it that you're sitting in a huge pyramid. You know, you could just have this intention, or my house or my flat is now a pyramid and I'm in it, you know? So I like it big. Why making it so small? Yeah.
And Puria, one more. You said it's symbol of stability.
No, no, it's the symbol of balance.
A balance.
Stability is the cube, and just the base of the pyramid has a similarity to the cube, because it has also this foundation, but then it goes more into a movement and it becomes a tiny, tiny sphere on the top. So it combines this extremes of stability and of total movement. And this is kind of the balance. Yeah. And this totally equal triangles, they are totally equal in all four sides. Yeah.
And where would you apply it? Like, in which situation do you normally apply the pyramid?
So one I just said is basically also in meditation, when you want to be in balance and hold this quality, or when you are, yeah, when you are in a situation where a lot is moving and it's not so extreme with like the cube is just, you know, no movement and just poof, they are like a rock. And the pyramid has a softer quality. It's not that fixed and dense like a rock, like a mountain, but it's still, it's solid, but also allows more movement, but balancing movement. Yeah, and whenever you kind of would love or would benefit from this quality, you can use it. Yeah. Okay. Anything else before we go on? Okay. Good. Then I would continue with an initiation into a 7 shape grid, where we use the shapes we are initiated now already in. Now you are initiated in the cube, in the sphere, and in the pyramid. And there are basically, if, yeah, I guess time-wise we can do it. There are 2 7 shape grids. And grid is just a name which they use in this tradition. So don't go too much into what is a grid. A grid is just a structure. And it's in this sense, it's just a structure of 7 shapes. And as always, but I move anyways in the initiation through this colors, we always use this order of the color: red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple, white. And yes, I'm aware of that there also existing different systems, more chakras, different colors, but we stay with them. Okay. Then please again make yourself comfortable. And connect with your physical body. And allow your physical body to relax every part which can be relaxed now. Where your bones, your muscles, the tissue, everything can relax. Then expand even further into the etheric body. And further into your emotional body. Make sure that you expand into all directions. And allow your breath to move freely through your emotional body. And with your next breath, expand even further into the realm of the mental body. And again, also here, expand into all directions and allow your breath to move through this realm of who you are. And if you notice any tension, hardness. There is this invitation to become soft and permeable so that the breath can move freely. And with your next breath, expand even further into the spiritual dimension. Into the spaciousness and now come back with your awareness into your mental body. And see, sense, feel, perceive how a red cube is entering into your root chakra. And in a curious way, just observe for a moment this red cube in your root chakra, in your base. And no matter if it feels pleasant or unpleasant, can you allow it to be there freely? And with your next breath, observe how an orange pyramid is coming from the front and entering your second chakra. And allow this area to freely vibrate in an orange pyramid. Just become very fine and sensitive to notice its specific quality. And with your next breath, observe how a yellow pyramid is coming from the front into your third chakra, the area of your solar plexus. And very open and playful, notice how does it feel, a yellow pyramid in the solar plexus. And with your next breath, observe how a green pyramid is coming from the front and entering your heart space. And open for this unique quality of balance and healing in your heart space. Allow it to freely vibrate. Bring healing and balance into your heart. And with your next breath, observe how a blue cube is coming from the front and entering your throat chakra. And allow to sense this unique quality in your throat area. How is this quality there? Is it comfortable for you? Is it uncomfortable? Is it difficult or easy? Don't judge it. Just allow it. A blue cube in your throat area. And with your next breath, observe how a purple cube is coming from the front and entering your sixth chakra in the middle of your head. Allow the quality of the purple cube vibrate freely in your third eye. And with your next breath, see, sense, feel a white pyramid coming from the front and entering your seventh chakra, just above your head. Just be very fine and subtle and notice its unique flavor, a white pyramid in your crown chakra. And for a moment, become aware of your entire system, and you don't need to remember the shapes, the colors, the qualities. Just be aware from your base to your crown of this unique quality of calmness. This is the frequency code of calm. And allow your system to fully receive this quality. And each cell in your DNA in the deepest level possible. And with your next breath, allow all the shapes, moving out of your system towards the back and kind of just disappearing in into eternity in your backside. Notice your system, how it is vibrating freely. And then see, sense, feel how the shape of a red cube is coming from the front and entering your root chakra. Notice this quality of a red cube in your root chakra. And with your next breath, observe an orange pyramid coming from the front and entering your second chakra. Allow the quality of the orange pyramid vibrate freely in your second chakra. And with your next breath, see, sense, feel a yellow pyramid coming from the front and entering your solar plexus area. Relax and expand your solar plexus into this unique frequency. And openly accept however your system perceives this quality. And with your next breath, see, sense, and feel a pyramid in green entering from the front, your body, in your heart space. Allow the green pyramid to be freely in your heart space. And with your next breath, see, sense, and feel how a blue pyramid is coming from the front, entering your throat chakra. Allow the blue pyramid to be in your throat chakra. And notice how this is for you. And with your next breath, see, sense, and feel how a purple pyramid is coming from the front and entering your sixth chakra. A purple pyramid in the center of your head, your third eye. Allow this area in your head to freely vibrate in this unique quality. And with your next breath, observe how a white pyramid is coming from the front, entering your seventh chakra and vibrating there in its unique quality, a white pyramid in your crown. And for a moment, expand your awareness in your whole system from your base to your crown. And perceive this unique frequency code of peace vibrating in your system. Allow your system to fully receive the code of peace. In its pure vibration. And with your next breath, allow all the shapes and their colors to leave your system towards the back and just disappearing. And take a moment to allow your system to vibrate freely. And in your own time, I invite you to come back with your awareness into your body and just see what you need in order to integrate these two initiations. Whether you want to stretch or maybe lay down for a moment or drink or move a little bit. I will just open my door for a few seconds. So I know that it's not so easy with the light that you see the whole grid, but I try to show it to you. So this is the grid of calm. Not so easy, huh? But I will put it as a photo on the website. And I really want to invite you to draw it also yourself. And the grid of calm and peace is very similar. This is peace. And peace has the cube on the ground and then only pyramids. And when you draw it, really make it just by hand. And tune into the shape and then draw it. And this is another way of anchoring it in your system. And just having it, it's beautiful to have it. And doesn't matter if you make it big or very small or different sizes. So be creative with it. And is there anything you want to share from this initiation? How you experienced it? Was something challenging, difficult, or was something very pleasant, or you were surprised, or whatever was happening, or just want to listen to you what you experienced?
I've got something to share.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the first grid, the calm grid, it felt rather uncomfortable for me. It felt like there were two forces in my system and they were sort of having a bit of a battle. And it felt like something new was coming in and it was trying to shift something else out. And when we got to the blue cube at the throat, it felt very restrictive. And I had to sneeze a couple of times. And that was very uncomfortable, that blue cube in my throat. So that, yeah, that whole grid of calmness felt rather, yeah, a little challenging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. The cube in my throat and the cube in my third eye was like, oh, I don't know why, but it didn't feel comfortable. It did not feel comfortable. I didn't like it in my throat. It was interesting. Mm-hmm. And my third eye.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What does that mean?
And it's really very important that you don't judge it, that you leave it like this, and that you just allow your system to perceive it. And it doesn't need to like it, but it gets the code of it. And even if it doesn't feel good there, this is how the code of calm is vibrating in the system. Yeah. And just allow it.
Yeah. I also found that peace was easier for me than the calm.
Mm-hmm.
And also when I was imagining the shapes, I know that normally chakra are supposed to turn clockwise and my pyramids were going wrong, the other anti-clockwise direction. I let it be just the way it was, but it was just interesting to observe which chakra was going anti-clockwise and the speed in which it was going. But peace for sure was somehow more easier for me to to align than the first one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Puri, I have one question, because we draw all of the emotions. Do you recommend that we put them next all to each other, or do we hang them in the specific areas where we need, for example, peace, where we need unconditional love?
as again how you like. I mean, I have them most of the time just collected in kind of a sacred space where I have it, and when I intentionally want to work with a certain energy, I take it out and have it somewhere, you know, or you could lie it under your bed for a period. So I would invite you to consciously be with it, not put it just into a newspaper or somewhere else. It's a sacred piece you have there, and just how you are with your other sacred pieces, just be with it similar. Yeah. And it helps me when I want to bring a certain quality more into my system or into a certain time, when I also see it, when I'm visually have it, it reminds me. But it depends how you are. You could just also just have this intention and be with it. But the process of drawing it is a kind of a, it's, I mean, as I said, the initiation is done, but the drawing process also does something again. It's kind of a building a relationship with it, I would say. Yeah. And it's always, and I mean, some I draw it several times because I have it in different sizes, and for when I teached it offline in a seminar room, I have them very big, a meter big, you know, I draw them, and always the process of drawing them was a sacred ceremony in a way. I didn't do it while I was phoning or listening to something, just being in a nice space, calm, and just having all my energy in the drawing process. And that was always very nourishing also. Yeah. Okay. Thank you for sharing.
I've got one more thing to add, and that was in both qualities for me the same. The white pyramid in the crown chakra feels like it has a, it draws or lifts towards the sky. So it has a very lifting, very accelerating quality for me.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah. I'm not sure whether everybody reached my offer, because usually after this call, I have another gathering at 9 o'clock here German time, but the next 2 weeks not. So if you would like to, and that is really voluntarily, we could expand our session together for another half an hour if you like. And there we would go not in another initiation, but in some kind of, let's say, interactive play with learning our intuition and learning how our intuition basically functions in regards of noticing colors. So I just want to check whether you are open for this and staying another half an hour here.
I unfortunately have to leave. I have business I got to take care of, and we have company coming for dinner for 5 o'clock. Here it's 3. Yeah. So I would love to. So I can't wait to see the recording if you're going to record it.
We will do the game when you listen to the how I explain it. We will do it together in pairs or threes. Depends. I will see how it works out. But you can also do it just on your own. You can do it also alone, so that you kind of catch up and experiment with it then on your own when you listen to the recording.
Yeah. Great. And I won't be here next week. I won't be here next week. So I'll have to watch the recording. So I'd like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, Happy Holiday, whatever's going on in your neck of the woods. And so grateful to be in your presence. It just feels so wonderful to be with like-minded people. And all the best, and well, we'll see you in the new year. It's wonderful that what's going on with the age of Aquarius and anchoring in more light and peace. So thank you very, very much. And we will see you in the new year.
See you. See you, Cindy. Thank you. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. That's my exit.
All right. So Irina just dropped out.
Puria, you had said we needed the four shapes. We didn't talk about the four blocks yet.
Yeah, this is coming now.
Ah, now, okay.
Maria, for me, yeah. I'm so tired. I think I also will watch it afterwards.
Yeah.
Next time.
Yeah.
Not so tired.
And I want to just mention, and of course you also listen to it in the recording, you could also make appointments and meet up in pairs and just make this game somewhere else. This is also possible if you want to meet out of this Zoom group. Just want to mention it so you can gather. Great. Okay, so we have some shapes in four colors. I have it like those here. And we do some games with it. We meet, I just wonder, Irina didn't say that she leaves, but I can't see her anymore. But yeah, I will see. So I will put you in pairs in breakout rooms, and I just wonder if everybody is familiar with going into a breakout room in Zoom. Yeah, Susanne is nodding. Maitri, do you know it?
No.
No. So it's just that it happens automatically. You will see a sign where it says you don't see us anymore in this room. There comes a little sign. Wait a moment. You will be guided in your breakout room or something like that. Sometimes it asks that you have to click on something, and sometimes it happens automatically. If it asks you to click, just click on the symbol. If not, you will end up in a room with another person. You will see who is there. And then you just have, now we have this five windows where we see each other. And in the breakout room, you are just two people. And what you do is that you put these four pieces just in front of you and you mix it, you close your eyes. So one person starts. One person has all these shapes, mixes it, and you pick one of these pieces in your hand, but you don't know which color it is. And you connect with this shape in your hand and tune in and ask, what color is this? And you don't look at it. And you still don't look at it, and you just take a while to tune in and notice, do you get impulses just right away? Or if you stay for longer, does something appear? How does your system react? Do you become nervous? Do you feel challenged? Does it feel like being in an exam? Now I need to get it right. Are you playful, curious? Wow, what a fun game. Just observe how you are reacting. And then the other person, which is with you, also tunes into what you are having in your hand, but not feeling the piece, what you feel. And this other person, which is just with you, she also takes a moment and tunes in and then says, I perceive the color blue or red or whatever. And then you open your eyes and look what piece you have in your hands. And this is not a test. Yeah, you don't need to have it right. Even I don't always have it right. It's really being gentle, being open, becoming very subtle, and learning to notice how your intuition is talking to you, speaking to you, sending you images, sending you feelings, sending you body sensations. Just try to find out how your system is doing that. And then, of course, you shift. Then the other person moves around the pieces, not looking at it, picks one, and the same is happening just the other way around. And I would say I will give you 15 minutes for that. And how long it takes, you just shift then again. The one person has the shape, the other does it. And how long it takes, maybe you shift that just twice in 15 minutes, or you shift it 10 times if you are very fast. So this doesn't matter. And after this 15 minutes, automatically you are sent back where we meet together in this big room. Yeah? Are there questions so far? It's easy, huh? Yeah. All right.
I would really like to ask one question.
Yeah.
So who of the person that has the shapes in their hand feels it as well as the other person feels it and feels the colors?
Yeah.
And then who says, or who says first which color it is?
First, the person which doesn't have the piece in the hand is saying what she perceives.
Okay.
So this is the rule how I would do it, but if you forget it, it doesn't matter so much who says it first, you know? Yeah? But I would say the person which is tuning to the other system cool. starts. And just see, you know, see also the difference, what comes up just immediately and what comes up when I stay with it for a while. Does it shift? Do I stay with the first impulse? And just, yeah, see. And after that, we meet and we share our experiences here, what you had. Okay, good. So, I need to prepare it that you break in the room. So let's see. Da, da, da. Okay, so see you later. Yeah, who wants to start sharing the experience?
Kann ich gerne machen. Das war ziemlich.
You need lustig. To speak English, Heidi.
Yeah, we are all. I think
no, but the who are watching the recordings?
Okay, sorry. So it was really funny, and sometimes I had really the feeling it must be this, and then it was not, I was able to feel it once, and I think this is not very representative, because all the rest of the times we did it several times. I was not good, but yeah, it's a really interesting exercise, and it gave me the idea to play with this for myself, because it's really a funny thing, and I think it helps to work with the intuition really mm-hmm. good
mm-hmm.
and there was a little bit
nervous
nervosity with it, so perhaps it was because of this, but it was I found it really more difficult for the other one than for myself
mm-hmm.
so this was my experience.
Yeah, and this you can really also just do on your own, and maybe also sometimes just take two colors, make it a bit more easy, and then bring another two colors. So it's just see how it is, and also checking whether the first impulse or when you wait longer, does it get better when you wait longer, or does you then spoil the first impulse? So I have a funny mind. He always tries to find out a strategy and says, now I know how it works. And when I do it like I did it before, it doesn't work at all. So it's always different. I always need to be fresh and new. And that's funny. But it always tries to kind of, now I know how it works. Who else wants to share?
I would like to share.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I hope the connection is good. Sadly, we had a few breakups of my connection. So we did manage to do many different colors. But it was interesting for me to see how, like, without any thought, every time there was like a color, that just like came like into my mind. Like just seeing the color, like a sheet of paper, like right in front of my eyes, really big. And every time there was one color that came like immediately, like not even a second after the shape was chosen. And it wasn't always right. But then every time too, there was like a second color that came, and then they started mixing. So then it was going like first like a blue, and then like a green, and then going green, blue, and then the mind gets and it's like, which one is it now?
Uh-huh.
So that was really funny. But yeah, like in general, like nice, and also like to feel like the, like it felt different, like me choosing it or the other person having the cube. I also felt it was easier when I was with the shape. It felt easier, and then the color was the same one as flipped as the first thing in my mind too.
Mm-hmm. Right, thank you for sharing.
But sadly, we just have around.
Yeah. Maitri?
I find it also very interesting. I guess not having done it before is part of sort of figuring out what's really going on. But as we were going through, so we did quite a few, and at the beginning we were fast, and then we took a little more time to tune in. And what I could feel, even so we all both only got one time the right color, but I could feel as we were going on with playing with it, that more and more I could tune into the quality of what the different colors are like. Mm-hmm. And I feel that if you continue working with it, that becomes much clearer, and that the colors will sort of reveal themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of the feeling that I got.
Nice. And yeah, and you also can try it on your own just in the next days and weeks. Yeah. Yeah. Or what also some people do, they try not just to have it in the hand, but maybe put it on the head or put it on the belly or, yeah, on different parts, you know, just trying if they're the system registers it differently, or in front of the third eye or whatever. So you can really see and try how it works and see what your playfulness offers you as a playground to observe. Yeah, lovely. Great. So then this was it for today. I hope you enjoyed it and are kind of inspired to go on with this place and observations and be with the shapes, the qualities, the coats. Yeah. And enjoy the Christmas holiday season. I don't know if you celebrate it in Australia also, Maitri. You need to unmute yourself.
some do, some don't. It depends a little bit. I don't have a family, so I spend Christmas with some of my friends just mm-hmm. for some nice dinner and a little gathering. And I will be going back to Bandecchen.
Ah, yeah. All right. Okay, so see you next week. Bye.
Merry Christmas. Merry Bye. Christmas.
Bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.